New York State Governor George Pataki signed a bill today mandating that all school children in the state be taught about the Irish potato famine 150 years ago. The potato blight resulted in the starvation or emigration of millions of people. New York is the only state to require the tragedy to be part of its public school curriculum. One critic of the bill in the state assembly called it a silly exercise in political correctness. But the bill's prime sponsor, Democrat Joseph Crowley of Queens, says the legislation has a very serious purpose.
What we're hoping is that the Department of Education, through this legislation, will reexamine what is now being taught presently in the schools in much the same way as they are doing now with the Holocaust, with slavery, and with genocide, which we mandated a number of years ago.
Well, what is the principal element you would like to see added to this curriculum?
Well, I think that we'd like to see more encompassing, that there were economic interests that came into play, that there was certainly was a great deal of animosity towards the Irish people, especially indigenous people of Ireland, from the people who ruled Ireland during that time. Ireland was the only country in Europe that had such starvation at that, during that potato blight, because that blight affected all of Europe, yet only Ireland suffered so greatly, and many have attributed that to the fact that they were not rulers of their own domain, that they were a conquered people, and they were subjugated by the English at that time.
How severe would be the blame on the British, do you think?
Well, I think that some, in retrospect, looking back on historically, that they're the people at that time had a very different outlook towards the Irish people. Speaking to people of governing England, only 16 years prior to this particular famine, it was illegal to be Roman Catholic. It was illegal to speak the Irish language, although many of those laws were not fully carried out. It was illegal to be Irish, basically, in Ireland. So it's not all that hard to believe that there were many people who held ill will towards the Irish people only 16 years later who were still in government.
In our conversation, you've made at least a very casual connection between the Holocaust and the potato famine, which would be an overstatement by many degrees, don't you think?
What I mentioned was that we already have a law in the state of New York that requires a teaching in great detail of what took place during the Holocaust, and I'm not trying to bring a comparison to compare to what was done by Hitler and Nazi Germany to the Jewish people. But for the island of Ireland during the 1850s, there was Ireland lost went from a population of a little over 7 million to a population of a little over 3 million. There was a great deal of death and deprivation and hardship that the Irish people had endured. And at the same time, many believe under the rule of a government that was not entirely friendly towards the people they were ruling.
Did you have any arguments on the floor of the Assembly about this bill?
Oh, we had a good four-hour debate on it. And the person, my main adversary, was an Irish-American from the Syracuse area. But
what was his contention?
Not so much out of the context of what we're trying to instill in our education system, but the fact that we were adding yet another mandate upon the education system in the state of New York.
But couldn't another assemblyman come forth and say, well, what about what happened in Rwanda? What about Bosnia? What's been going on in Haiti? These need to be taught in our schools, too. We should have a mandate for these subjects.
There's a good point to be made at that. One of the reasons why I wanted this bill passed is not so much for what happened in Ireland 150 years ago, but because it still has relevance today, that we can learn from what happened in the past and apply to what is happening today, where starvation is being used still as a tool of warfare, as a tool of subjugation and keeping people down, like in Somalia, like in Bosnia, where entire towns were cut off from food and medical supply. And it's a message to us as Americans that we shouldn't tolerate, using starvation as a tool of warfare, because it's indiscriminate. And I think it sensitizes children, not only Irish Americans, but all children, as to what happened in the past and how, unfortunately, it's still going on today, and we have to do more to end it.
New York Assemblyman Joseph Crowley talking with us from his office in Queens, New York.